Listening Comprehension, ACE Magazine, Issue 28. You'll hear an extract about traditional games in Singapore. Fill in the blanks according to the information you hear. You'll hear the recording only once.
0 point has to be played in a group with three or more friends. The aim of the game is to jump over a rope held at varying heights. In each game, two players have to hold the rope at each end, making sure that it is straight and parallel to the ground. The game usually begins with the rope being held at ankle height. Once every player successfully jumps over the rope, the height at which the rope is held is gradually increased. The game ends when the height of the rope reaches head level, or all of the players are no longer able to jump over the rope. The game of five stones is usually played in a group of 2 to 4 while sitting on the floor. All you need is to find 5 small and light stones. To begin the game, the first player takes the 5 stones and drops them on the ground. The player then has to pick 1 stone from the ground, toss it into the air, quickly grab another stone from the ground, then catch the falling stone, all with only 1 hand. The player repeats this until all 5 stones have been successfully collected from the ground. If the player drops a stone in the middle of a turn, the 5 stones are passed to the next player. Hopscotch can be played either alone or with friends. The aim of the game is to hop on one leg through a series of numbered squares on the ground. The game begins with players tossing a small object onto the first square. They then take turns hopping on one leg through all the squares except for the first square where the player's objects are. Once the first player has hopped through all the squares, he picks up his object and tosses it to the next square. He then hops through all the squares again, this time avoiding the second square where his own object is. The first player to successfully move his object to the last square wins the game.